It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10, listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. You're listening to our Christmas show. Your host, Ray I. 590 AM. Live mobile on demand. Frankie served brisket through that. Vulgar can't talk. It's wonderful. He's got his mouth full. Having a great Saturday morning here. Frankie Mo in from Smokey Mo's serving some great food. And a while ago, I was remiss. We got so wrapped up and having fun. Tracy, come back up to the microphone for being a guest today. I'd like to give you a Mossberg cap.
Oh, well, thank you very
And
much.
I'd like to give you some Z-Max for guns for your care and conceal that you have in Jefferson County. That way you can keep your gun nice and oiled up, ready to rock, baby.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And John Boy?
Yes, sir.
My friend. Here you go.
Thank you very
There's
much,
There's your Mossberg hat.
I
There's
love
your
a Mossberg.
Z-Max.
I love everything Mossberg.
Yeah, there
I
we
love
go,
a
buddy.
Mossberg hat.
I needed to give that to you a while ago, and now we're feeding you. It's bad, isn't it?
No, there's nothing bad about what you've been feeding us. Thank you, Frankie Moe. Man, those beans are just – I'm not a beans guy, but those beans are dynamite.
That's awesome, awesome. Okay, now we're back. Hey, Bobby Whitehead, can we do a little intro maybe here, you think? While they're moving that microphone around, here we go. I'm going to have a little...
Turn it up a little bit, Benny G.
I had a friend in the rambling bar. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jail.
All right, take us out of that, Benny.
Bobby Whitehead.
Raven F., I had a night.
Yeah.
I got pulled over on the way over here.
For what?
Well, I was leaving Sojay. I guess I've only been there about 6 or 7 hours. I was on the east side last night.
You got a lot of sparkles on your face. What's that
yeah.
from? You smell Dakota. Like talcum powder.
That's really her name, Dakota. I really believe that. And I thought maybe she might make a good spokesman for somebody in this room. And
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
change the subject.
Well, you know, the Tigers are playing today. Tigers are playing basketball, and I'm a really big Tiger fan, as you can tell by my hat.
Really?
And I went to hang my Tiger tail out of the back hatch.
Next time, put your Tiger tail on the back of your pants, not on the front. That
well, I got that's a good one too. That's a good one too. But I guess I grabbed a pair of women's panties that had it hanging out the back, and the officer pulled me over on the way here to the radio.
Let's go over and talk to Jim Covington. Where's Rose Coffee? Thomas. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to the show. I don't know what's going on over here with Whitehead.
It's going to lead right back to Jimmy Boy here. Just give me a second. Right? You know, I'm rambling, Bob, and I got to kind of set
All right,
the stage.
Okay. All right.
So this cop pulls me over, and it's like,
how'd you like that brisket?
I haven't had any yet.
Okay.
I didn't want to spoil my radio show interview.
Okay, go ahead.
So he pulls me over, and he says, where are you going so fast? I said, well, I'm going to Ray I's radio show. Ray I, the turkey killer? And I go, yeah. Oh, thank God he knows Ray. He goes, well, you're under arrest. What's that for? He says, well, we don't like animal killers.
Ooh.
You know, he's one of those kind of guys.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those guys.
And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm going to be hanging out with Jim Covington. He's the Thomas Coffee guy. We're going to do an interview. He goes, you know Jimmy Bear?
Jimmy Bear?
Yeah. I said, yes. He goes, the Thomas Coffee guy? I go, yeah. He goes, well, he's a regular down at the jailhouse. I go, no kidding. He goes, yeah, every Saturday night when the bars close, he lets himself in, and then he's out the next day. And then, but he says that they really like you because you got that great pumpkin coffee. They just love that.
Well, Jim, is that your cue? Should I shut him up or what?
I don't know. I'm just glad that he's not... You know, trying to break into the comedy field.
No, I'm just going to finish up. I mean, I know this is Midwest Outdoor Studio, and I'm glad to be broadcasting right here from Outdoor Guide Magazine Cubicle.
Awesome.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, we got you all.
Hanging you and Jimmy. By the way, Jimmy's got a full-page ad
on the back
page of the new Outdoor Guide Magazine, and he is an awesome dude, and I really don't believe that cop.
And Bobby, and you don't get a Mossberg hat, and you don't get a thing of oil.
Thank you very
much. Yeah, you're
little.
Welcome. Jimmy does, though, because he's a good boy. He's getting Janet some pumpkin.
Right? Well, I'm getting her some pumpkin, but I got to say, Bobby, I've never been convicted.
he says you let yourself in after the bars, and in the morning you let yourself out. You know, what was his name? Otis from...
Yeah.
Bobby, tell me about the magazine.
Yeah.
And about print media versus electronic. What's your take on all this?
Well, it's been interesting. I've been lucky to be able to go all the way through it. As you know, I'm the newspaper guy. I worked at the Globe. All my people used to work at the Post Dispatch, and so I've seen this. I've seen it happen. The dailies were in trouble before the digital age came along. The major metropolitan dailies were in trouble. When the digital age came along and they lost their classified to digital, that's the spell and doom for the rest of those guys. And then you see magazines. A lot of them have been following the same trail. You notice outdoor Missouri Game and Fish, and then Field and Stream. And
thinner.
They're a lot thinner. You know, they don't have as many
ads. Less advertisers. So
that's right. Now, they've all tried to go the digital route. You can get the Post-Dispatch content online now. I still subscribe because I'm a newspaper man, but I'm almost to the point where I can get it, all their content online for nothing. And what these people have done is they've traded their print revenue for digital revenue, which is less and is more fragmented, and it's just turned out where almost no one that I know of, and we've studied and looked at a lot of people, make any money on the digital side, putting their content on the digital side. So what we did was, and we've been doing this for years now, is we followed the Riverfront Times model. Remember when the Riverfront Times came to town? And they put 100,000 papers on, flooded the market with papers.
Oh, newsstands and everywhere. Just gave them out. Gave them free.
They had good content, and I guess Ray Hartman made $1 million off of that sort of deal. Well, we're doing that with Outdoor Guide, and we cannot meet the demand. I mean, we print, Johnny, what do? We print as many papers as advertising allows us, which is a pretty good deal right now. But between now and the next issue, all of our magazines will be gone.
Well, you know, you talk about the Times, okay? But what about the Leader paper? They give theirs away too.
Well,
that works.
Yeah. Well, and also some of those are subscribe based also. But yes, there are some really nice niche markets. Like when you've got Johnny Winkleman still handling a lot of the news and stuff, and a lot of the outdoor stuff in these small communities. You know, you're from down around there. There's a lot of smaller papers that are still making it.
Yeah.
But as far as your major dailies go and your magazines and all the people that are trying to go digital.
Jim's sleeping, just so you know.
Yeah, well, he's been drinking his own coffee.
Oh!
No.
Pumpkin. Guys and girls, we do have Wilderness Roast in there on the coffee pot if you need. Jim's got cups in there, so help yourself. And it kind of reminded me of caveman days in here, everybody with a bone in their hand. You notice that a while ago? Big old rib bone. Don't go there, Bob. Shut up.
but yeah, there are print is not dead, and those that are holding to their philosophy and have their niche, they're going to do really well.
Okay, Jimmy boy, tell our listeners where they can get some Wilderness Roast. Let's go a different direction here. Where can we get Wilderness Roast?
Well, we have
Thomas Coffee.
We have our Thomas Coffee at most of the major retailers in the St. Louis area: Schnucks, Deerberg's, Shop and Save, Straub's, Walmart, Sam's. So they can pick it up there either in a can or in a bag. But they can also get it online at thomascoffee.com, or they can call us if they'd rather talk to a live person at 314-534-6666.
And if they drink Thomas Coffee, even if they don't drink, they need to go. Our listeners need to go in the stores and ask for Wilderness Roast.
That's correct.
Because Jimmy, Thomas Coffee, is a hunter and a fisherman, and he's making coffee for hunters and fishermen, and that's our audience. So you need to ask for Wilderness Roast.
That's right. And we've gone from just the individual serving size to, or individual pot size,
right,
to 12-ounce bags,
where
people at home can put it in their canister and make it to the strength that they like.
All right, boys and girls, what do you think of this Frank Emo stuff here, this Smoky Moe's? What do you think, Jim?
Oh, man.
What's your favorite?
Well, I like the ribs, but the beans and the broccoli casserole were just phenomenal.
Did you get any brisket yet?
I ate a little bit, but you know, you had to put me on the air, so I'm I keep looking at it longingly here.
That scared me because I thought you was looking at Matty G.
No, I was looking at the brisket.
Okay, all right, Matty G, let's take a break. Okay, And when we come back on the other side, we'll be in our second hour. We're just going to rock and roll. We're going to talk to Mr. Bill Cooper and the Thinking Talking Woodsman. And we might even get in Princess Di in the next segment as well. All right? You're listening to 590 AM. We'll be right back. See you on the other side.